We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brewers fans, get ready for passion, perspective, and your chance to react.
It's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Now is a great time to order your 2017-2018 season tickets and take all summer to pay. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for more info.
Now, a baseball guy who tells it like it is. Your fan host, Tim Allen.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the results once again are not good. The Brewers fall in game one of this four-game set, 4-0 the final. And welcome, everybody. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. My name is Tim Allen. Baby Taus, Bill Schmidt is here. 4-0, four straight losses. Isn't that fun?
That's a fitting score for the situation at hand.
It is. Greg Janik is here in Austin, Texas, behind the glass over there.
Is that his nickname?
I guess.
I like it.
It just came to me.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Austin, losing streak that is somewhat concerning here. It's the flat tendency of this team right now. It just seems a little flat, a little tight. I think they're playing with a little bit of pressure. They won't tell you this. It certainly feels like there's not a ton of energy, at least offensively. Zach Davies, he did his job tonight.
Kept you in the ballgame for sure.
Six innings, three runs, a quality start there. The bullpen allows just the one run. So, I mean, they kept him in the ballgame. Three hits for the crew. That was it. Broxton, Arcia, and who got the other one? I don't even know. You got the box
Jesus
over there?
Aguilar.
Aguilar, that's right. Aguilar. And to make matters worse, on the 10th anniversary of Ryan Braun's call-up, he leaves the game to left calf tightness. And here we go again with Ryan Braun. We're going to hear from Ryan Braun a little bit later on in the show, but this team seems a little tight, seems a little down with the energy. And I don't know how you can really qualify that, but by the eye test, right? I mean, the results are definitely not there. But I think what it, and we talked about this yesterday afternoon. I think what this team needs, not a tirade from the manager. That's not what I'm saying. Guys, immediately when I think distract your players, manager, everyone thinks, well, Tim wants the manager to throw a tirade and that'll fix everything. That's not what I said.
That doesn't always fix something.
It doesn't. I think a distraction is necessary here by Craig Counsell. And you know, I trust that Craig Counsell is going to read his team, their demeanor, their personality at the time, their actions, both on and off the field. I think he's going to read it and measure it in that regard. I don't foresee any major change. I do see maybe just a distraction in terms of let's cancel BP. Let's you know, maybe a flop one or two in the order. Eric Thames, by the way, your boy.
Yes, sir.
Maybe due for a little bit of a lineup change, and that would be, I guess that would be somewhat major. But maybe just a distraction in a family day. Invite your kids in. Do just something like that to distract their attention.
You're not bringing in farm animals like to really shock the system. You're saying something small, just take your mind off of it a little bit.
Yeah, get your mind off of it. Let's cancel BP or let's do, I don't know what it is. Let's go out to dinner or something together as a team. Let's do a grill out. Let's do something like that. You know, I mentioned that yesterday and Sparky had said, well, this isn't a high school team. No, I fully understand that. I think I'm aware of that. But I think also they're guys. They're young dudes. And that does help. Mm-hmm. That does help. And he's the one. Counsell's the one that will always suggest the connectivity and being better teammates and rooting and supporting for each other. So I think that could work in a situation under Craig Counsell. Let's see what he does. But right now, I feel like it's September. I do. The entire game, I'm saying, You know, Zach Davies gives up a solo shot in the first inning. Now, you're running into a little bit of a freight train here in the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, they are playing well. They are red hot.
And so right out of the chute, you give up a solo home run, you're down one zip. Solo home run in the second inning, you're down two zip. Third inning, they scratch across a run. You're down three zip. You're still in that ball game from the bottom of the third through the fourth, through the fifth, through the sixth and seventh inning. I had a moniker here. Stay in this game. Just stay in the game. When it got to four zip, Jared Hughes gives up a run in the eighth inning. You just felt like it was almost 40 to nothing, right?
It seems almost insurmountable, especially just the way the offense has been struggling as of late. And you had, what, two hits at that time?
Yeah. So it wasn't, you know, you stayed in the game, and that's Zach Davies did his job tonight, a quality start. All right, your reaction, is the team just flat? Is that all this is? Is the team just flat? And we'll get to Ryan Braun because that really is a point of frustration with a lot of us as Brewer fans. 799-1250, you can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter as well, but just seems like a flat team right now. And is it the only time they're going to lose three or four in a row? Probably not. But it does seem like it's a flat situation, at least offensively it does. You get a runner picked off in the game. You have an error in the game. So there seems to be a little bit of a sloppy action going on out there. It just does. It is what's out there, and that's what we're seeing. But I don't know how you change flat. Sometimes you just don't have it. Okay, I get it.
Not for 4 days in a row.
Well, maybe. Maybe a window of time where you just don't have it. And how you get out of that is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
It's extreme. Someone has to step up for this team to get them out of this thing. I feel like it's September, guys. I do. You got a team that's in first place. Well, was in first place. And you're right there in the balance of this thing. Why? You know, that's why I said throughout the whole game, stay in this game, man. Stay in this game. You can win this game. Stay with it. Hang with it. Someone's going to come up large for this team. That's baseball. But it's just a matter of when. And if it's stay the course, I don't know if I'm all into stay the course. Because the course, you're off course right now. You really are. You've lost four in a row, and you really didn't look good doing it.
Mm-mm.
And that's the telltale sign.
Sloppy.
Here that you have just a lack of energy and maybe a little bit of a lifeless sort of action. Now, I'm not going to go into how this thing got going and where the tipping point was. We did that yesterday, and we'll do that again maybe a little bit with Bart tomorrow morning. Billy, you and I are in for Chuck Freeman tomorrow morning. So we'll have some other conversation.
Wait, but we are?
We are.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to be up late tonight. We'll take a nap.
Change my social calendar.
Go right into work tomorrow morning. But how do you change flat? I don't know if there's a recipe for it, and I don't know if I can really give you the full, real definition of flat in baseball. I just know that it happens, and it's happening right now for the Brewers. I'm interested to hear what Craig Counsell has to say after this one, because if it is a stay the course thing, we heard Ned Yost many, many, many years ago say, well, you just keep doing what you're doing and you go to sleep tonight and hoping that tomorrow's the day it turns. That seems helpless to me. That seems futile to me.
Like you don't know when it's going to turn. You got to have an idea that these guys are going to be able to turn it around. If you're the manager in that clubhouse every day,
but see that
you would think,
but what is it that you do? That's the thing. What is it that you do to make it turn? Because just to do nothing and to hang your hat on, quote, that's baseball, that seems a little funky to me. That has always seemed a little weird to me. That you're supposed to wait until things get better, and not that they're not trying. I'm not saying that at all. But baseball players, managers, and coaches are extremely superstitious. They are. They'll admit they are. The vast majority of them are. And so if you're superstitious, then you can't just sit there and say, well, let's just hopefully hope that the tide turns tomorrow. I think that's the rough part. But yet you say don't step on the chalk line because that's bad luck. I mean, to me, those two don't match. And what you have to do is you have to force something here because the clock is ticking. You can tell me it's late May and there's still 4 months to go in baseball, but I will turn around and tell you that they're right there right now. Now is the time to do it. Don't look back in August and wish you would have done something back in late May when you had a shot at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. But what is it that you do? 799-1250. How does a manager, a player, a coach, a fan, do we want to do a seance? Do we grab a voodoo doll? I mean, what do we do? Wear our favorite outfit? Wear a rally cap? Okay, there you go. There, a rally cap. Rally caps have been used in baseball. Now, I'm the knucklehead on the air over the years that says, go have a grill out to do a team activity, and oh my gosh, Tim, are you nuts? You don't know anything about baseball. But yet these guys over the years have turned their hats inside out as if that was going to have an impact on a 2-2 slider on the outside black, right?
Yep.
You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me I'm full of it when I want to have a grill out with the team, but yet these same guys will wear their hats inside out hoping that will turn the tide. So what would you guys do to turn the tide here? Because you got to do it now. Now's the time. You guys know me, uber competitive, all into it, pennant race, I'm all in right now. And you can say it's a long season, they're overachieving, you can get all into that. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But now is the time to do something, and I don't know what it is. I got to be honest, I don't know what it is. I don't have the answer. I've tried everything under the sun over the years. Billy, you've listened to the show, if not, have worked on it for years. Greg, you too for a few years. I've done everything. Last year, we did a voodoo to hex the Cubs, for crying out loud.
You had a guy go without sleeping for, what, 5 days?
Sparky.
Because he played a song on his show? Are you kidding?
Did a sleep strike.
Still one of the best radio segments I've ever heard.
I felt so bad.
I think it was like the fourth day, and I tuned in. I was like, oh, I got to hear what he says. He goes,
yep.
Tim, they just got to win a game. Yep. I just don't understand
it. They got to win this game. And now, you know, the insurance company that is all over this radio station was losing their mind because there were some health issues with his team. He go 4 days without sleeping or something. Doug Melvin, the Brewers general manager, actually called the show to congratulate Stevie for doing that.
That was awesome. That was the first day when I said, these guys are who you got to try to work with.
Yes, and here you are. So what would you guys do as Brewer fans or as the manager of the Brewers to turn the tide? Don't tell me it's silly. Baseball players are silly by mm-hmm. nature. So are managers. They're zoo animals in clubhouses. Look what the Cubs did to fly to San Diego last night. They wore Anchorman suits. Okay, that's going to help. Apparently, according to Joe Maddon, it does.
Them all having their own cereals, apparently, that benefits them. Makes them all fired up to go play baseball. Whatever it is.
Rally cap. Rally squirrel. Remember the rally squirrel?
I do. The rally monkey. Out in L.A.?
Yep, the monkey. I mean, there's a number of things. Why do you think these guys in Baltimore handed around Machado's bat?
Well, we had Hank the dog last year, and everyone thought that was a good omen that was taking the Brewers. That was the year when they started off white hot, and they were in first place for so long.
What would you do to turn the tide here? They've lost four straight, and don't say that there's enough time here to just let it play out. To me, that's futile. 799-1250. Richard in Greenfield, you're on the fan. Richard, what's happening? What do you do?
Well, number one, Tim, baseball teams may appear flat, but teams going to the best hitting teams in the history of baseball will have slumps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in 2011, the Brewers had one of the better offenses clubs in baseball. They were number one in OPS, number two in on-base percentage in 2011. Yet they had a period in August, the second week in August, where they went on a five-game stretch. They scored only 11 runs during those five games.
Okay.
Less than 3 runs, and they won all 5 of those games.
Wow, okay. That's a great stat.
Because it was the pitching, and that's really the source of the problem. Now,
man, I don't know, man. They're not scoring any runs.
Let me finish. Well, yesterday they scored 4 runs.
Wow, again, that was garbage time, really, when you're down 8-1.
They were down, he hit a 3-run home run, and they were down 8-4. But still, if they had a quality start, 4 runs, they would have won that game.
That's true.
Like I said about 3 weeks ago when I called this show, you have to have starters that can slow down the other team when your offensive teams go into slumps. The other thing is we really don't know how good this team is offensively because so many of the guys haven't had that much experience. You don't know what their track record is. Teams is new. Bandy has had less than 300 games.
Shaw.
300 bats in baseball. He was a really average hitter in the minor leagues. He wasn't a star. Pena was a journeyman for 9 years. You don't know how good he's going to be. Aguilar is new, and really the driving force of this offense, he hasn't played most of this month, and that's Braun, and now he's injured again.
Yeah,
he's like the steady guy. If he's healthy, you know what he's going to do, but they can't get him on the field. Villar was great last year, but he's sophomore, second year, but sometimes they go in a slump. Broston could be a superstar. He has the potential. He has all the skills. Same thing with Santana. You just really don't know. They seem to have the great potential, but you don't know if they're going to reach it.
Well, wouldn't that be another reason why not to play it out, though?
Sure. You want to? This offense could be really good, but I just don't know. You might want to try shaking things up. Thames has dropped about 80 points on his average this month. He hasn't hit for power.
Maybe
that's because of his problems with his legs. He's been having issues with muscle strains and hamstring tightness.
Yep.
Maybe that's affected his swing.
Yeah, I read that for the first time, Richard. Thanks for the call. I did read that for the first time that someone actually pointed out, I think it was Rosiak, pointed out that it was hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard up until that point was legs. Didn't that strike you as strange, just legs?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Just legs. What does that mean? All right. 799-1250.
We'll have a roster move after the break.
Yeah. And Ryan Braun, a topic of conversation coming up too, as he leaves the game to calf tightness. And here, let me just say this before the break here. This, again, hindsight's 20/20, but I said it when it happened, so it's not hindsight to me. Here's where I can gloat and peacock a little bit. When Ryan Braun, here's the deal. They say that we're going to schedule days off for Ryan Braun. These are scheduled days off periodically throughout the year. This is in an effort to keep him for the entire year, right?
Need to keep him fresh.
Got
to
keep him fresh.
It's like they do in basketball with all their good players. That's what he told us.
That's right. That's
their
what
best players.
Bronny told us that. Okay, fair enough. This is to keep him fresh. Okay, fine. I don't like it, but okay. It is what it is. Then he gets a trapezius issue that is not only just a trap muscle issue, but it's also a forearm thing, okay? Can't throw the ball. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yet they don't DL him right then and there. Wouldn't that be then considered inconsistent? Because you didn't DL him right there. You're going to go day-to-day with him. He's the last guy you should go day-to-day with, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. If you're going to be cautious with him, why not just go full bore and give yourself at least 10 days?
And had you DL'd him from the trap and forearm, he would not currently, in theory, have this calf issue.
Allegedly.
Because he did it within the 10 days, he would have been on the DL. That's not hindsight. I said it when it happened. Okay, fine. So let's talk about a roster move on the other side. What would you do to change up this losing streak that the Brewers are on? And Ryan Braun, is he the most frustrating baseball player you've ever seen in a Brewers uniform? Good and bad. I mean, he's been. That's maybe why he's so frustrating, is that he is that good.
Yeah.
Maybe. 799-1250. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet after a Brewers 4-0 loss.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
And welcome back. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Tim Allen, Baby Taos, Greg Janik, Austin, Texas, and Joe Zenzogard is still here.
What now, on earth is he doing still
he's,
here?
He's working up his numbers, man. That's a little overtime. He had the show today. He had pregame at Miller Park, and now he's
here. Dude's got to teach me his ways. That guy is maxing out the timesheet.
That's right. You get a little overtime pay. Nothing wrong with that. Brewers fall tonight. 4-0, the final. Their fourth consecutive loss, and they're still three games over 500. But you can tell there's nervous time when you have to put the word still in there.
Okay? No longer in first place.
No longer in first place. But when you say, oh, but they're still over 500, warning bells should sound.
Is that the panic button?
When you have to use the word
that's
still.
That's the question, the hotbed, overused question. Is it time to hit the panic button?
Well, it is for Ryan Braun, 799-1250. Your thoughts on Ryan Braun? It is pretty frustrating with injuries, and I can't argue with injuries. Injuries are injuries. They are. That doesn't mean that it's not frustrating to us fans. And Ryan Braun was placed on the disabled list just a few moments ago.
We'll have Craig Counsell's full comments and more coming up here, but announcing to the Milwaukee media, Adam McAlvey, our baseball insider, sharing that on Twitter a few minutes ago. He is headed to the disabled list. So the corresponding move is going to be interesting, Tim, because Junior Guerra pencils in to start tomorrow.
Yeah, and but how thin do they go on the bench with Manny Pena being hit too? And we'll get a word on that
hopefully
as well. It's just a rough patch they're going through right now, and you got to ride the storm out. That should be our theme song. Can you grab that song? Can we ride the storm out?
Who sings that?
That's REO Speedwagon.
Oh, okay.
Riding the storm out. Yeah. We could do the Doors.
Not as well versed.
We could do the Doors, Riders on the Storm. But let's do Riding the Storm out. Greg, can you pull that up as we get the numbers here? 799-1250. What do you do with Ryan Braun now? Now that's really the key question.
Well, now you got to figure out how you're going to balance up the lineup again. Because he was that right-handed bat supposed to be in between Thames and Shaw that balanced it all out. I know he wasn't in there tonight, but
could it possibly be a call-up of, say, Brett Phillips? Is that possible?
You know, it's interesting, Tim, if you'd want to go. I know a lot of people are going to want Brinson right away.
They are.
But maybe you wait until he's able to get that opportunity in center before you bring him up right away.
They're so close to this magical date of service time that I think they may ride out this storm until that, and you might see one of those guys.
I think we're right around that time that they should be okay.
I think you're right.
Because I look at we'll get the numbers here in a minute, but I look back at what the Cubs did with Chris Bryant, and his agent was pissed that he got held out until that time frame. Mm-hmm. But he was brought up in the late part of April. I think they're past that service time now.
I don't know exactly when
that's
it is.
The thing. I wish we knew the exact date, but yeah. I believe they're in the clear.
799-1250, Ryan Braun, what do you do now? I mean, other teams are seeing this DL second time this year. They're seeing it just like we are.
I also want to hear some Ryan Braun stories tonight.
Yeah, I do. We're going to hear from Ryan Braun coming up in just a second. Let's check out the numbers real quick. Going inside the box, brought to you by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports.
Jonathan Villar, 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. Eric Thames moved to left field after Ryan Braun was pulled. He was 0-for-4 with 2 Ks. Ryan Braun just 0-for-1 in his plate appearance. Jesus Aguilar came in 1-for-3 with a strikeout. Hernan Perez 0-for-3 tonight. Domingo Santana in right field also 0-for-3, had 1 K. Manny Pena left the game without an appearance at the plate. Jet Bandy came in. He was 0-for-2. Keon Broxton 1-for-3 tonight. And Orlando Arcia also 1-for-3 with a strikeout. Zach Davies 0-for-1 with a strikeout. in his appearance. Nick Franklin, a pinch hit appearance, 0-for-1, along with Eric Sogard in his pinch hit appearance, going 0-for-1. Pitching lines for the Brewers, Zach Davies tonight, another quality start, his second in his back-to-back starts, but only his 2 for 2017. He goes 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 2 Ks, did give up 2 homers. Oliver Drake, 1 inning pitch, 1 hit, no runs, 2 strikeouts. Jared Hughes, 1 inning pitched, 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, no walks and 2 Ks. Corey Knebel, 2/3 of an inning clean with 2 strikeouts.
Finally get him in there.
And Jacob Barnes, 1/3 of an inning clean.
They needed some work. They haven't had the lead.
Exactly. You got to get him in there somehow.
Barnes and Knebel. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so the Brewers end up losing. They're now 25-22, dropping out of first place. 799-1250. That's the numbers brought to you by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. All right. We want to hear from Ryan Braun soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's squeeze in Mark here. Mark, what do you say? What do you do to stem the tide here and your thoughts on Ryan Braun? On the 10th anniversary of his call-up, he has his fourth DL stint, 2 consecutive here.
You know, Tim, usually I'm, you know, opinionated, and I could give you some definitive answers, and I'm kind of perplexed tonight. I don't have the answers. You know, I am a Braun fan, a Braun proponent. I don't know what to say at this point. You know, maybe age is catching up to him. You know, I don't know if he can train with his vet. It's going to diminish besides this. As far, you know, I called you a week or two ago before the Boston and Mets series. It was a big week upcoming, and they had a tremendous, you know, week.
5-1.
Assuming Boston, right. And now you played Toronto 2 games, so you'd beaten Toronto when they were going bad, and they're getting good again. They've got some big-time stars, okay? They got a good team. And Arizona is very good. They're really, you know, they're surprising, but they're really good. Goldschmidt and other guys, and you need – you know, some big-time stars. And these guys are coming through, and they're playing really good teams. And, you know, kind of ironically, I was listening to the Brewer post-game show, and Rich Schlesinger is on, and starting to go to the way of, well, we got all these promotions going out and this and that. And it's not so much drawing, you know, which is great. Okay, that's
I absolutely it is, but I giggle because, unfortunately, we've heard that song before.
Well, it isn't so much anymore, you know, people are saying about the way the team is playing, and it should be, but it's the promotions, and that's all well and good. I don't have the answers. I just think things are catching up to them. They're playing a hot team, a really good team at the right time. I don't think there's enough experience to keep this going and this and that. The Cubs were going real bad. Now they're starting to play well. Mm-hmm. And I just have a question for you. You know, I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, when people are trying to crack on the Cubs and saying we put a hex on the Cubs, I understand, okay? But there's a team that really hasn't done much, you know, to hinder the Brewers. If you were going to put a hex on somebody, I would put a hex on the Cardinals. Beat the Brewers in the 7th game in a World Series. Beat them in the National League Championship team. The Cubs did nothing for 100-some years.
That's true.
They finally got good. And the thing with Chris Bryant with, you know, the call-up, you know, Scott Boras was his agent, you know, this and that. But it was just a matter of time. But these guys, you know, when you went through the lineup tonight, this guy was over, this guy was over, this guy was over, this guy. There's not like 5 years' experience between that entire lineup. Okay?
I know that. And that's, you know, that's the difficult part during a build. Mark, thanks for the call. I do have to break. But that's the difficult part in a rebuild is the development process of some of these guys. And when you overachieve, I think you buy in. Now, that being said, well, most of us buy in. You buy in because you have what's in front of you. And that's why this is September right now.
And what's the issue with buying in?
This is our September right now. That's the way it goes in baseball. This might be the only September they have. September might not be September. September will be Packers by September.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why these games here, turn it quick. Turn it quicker. The whole, well, let's lay back and do development time, and let's
all year.
I mean, that's why do something, and I'm not saying throw a tirade. Those of you just tuning in, I want to make that very clear, because every time I say, hey, manager boy, do something, everyone thinks I mean throw a tirade, and that'll fix everything. That's not what I'm saying. All I can say is that I can point to 68,000 different examples of weird things that baseball players do to turn their own tide. Rally hats, rally monkeys, playing with the other guys, you know, using the other guy's bat for a couple of at-bats, lineup changes, wearing a certain suit on a road trip, wearing pajamas on a road trip. All those examples, those aren't mine. Those are theirs. So you don't want to point your finger at me and saying, that doesn't work. That's silly, Tim. No, these are their ideas. So what would you do as manager? And then also Ryan Braun, going to hear from Braun, the unfortunate news tonight. Braun back onto the disabled list, and that's a tough pill to swallow when their offense is skidding right now. It really is. All right, we'll get an update from Greg Janik. We're going to ride the storm out here for a little bit. We need a little music. Those of you in the area that are tuned in on the FM, and certainly the ones that are listening live stream, you just turn it up really loud, and we'll get you a little better snippet of this. But they just have to ride the storm out and get it done on the other side. They're 25-21. They lose tonight 4-0. Four straight loss. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes postgame update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Visit weather-tek.com for info. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Keep your heads up. Keep your heads up. Stay positive. It'll turn. It's going to turn. They've proven it. But they've lost four straight, and now the record 25-22. We'll hear from Ryan Braun here. Matt's been holding on for quite a while here. Matt, you're on the Fan. I want to squeeze you in here before we hear from Ryan Braun.
Oh, isn't it perfect for Stearns rebuild? Like, this is the perfect story. Like, it's like going to a restaurant and having a choice meat.
Why is this perfect?
Because, you know, no pressure, not much pressure on the young guys. They're going to be compared
not
to
much Braun. Pressure. And I think that's part of the reason why they're losing four straight. I think they're feeling pressure.
Well, I mean, Braun's hurt, and then do I pull up filet mignon of Phillips, or do I pull up...
Well, in that regard. Okay, I get you. I get you. Yep, yeah, I get you in that regard.
They're so stacked in the outfield. They can pull up one of those guys and give them a shot, and I think we'll be all right. And we've proven in the past that we're all right without Braun. And I think they're better than Hernan Perez, you know what I mean, as a choice. But you got Brinson, you got Phillips. I would like to see one of those guys come up and see what they got.
Yeah, okay. All right.
A little less stress, but.
Fair enough. Matt, thanks for the. Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call. Talking over. Just. I speak, you speak, I speak, you speak. It's the way we do it.
Back and forth, right?
Yeah, I think
so. That's how it's called?
I think so.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
But play our song here. We need to ride the storm out here a little bit. Just riding the storm out, because it is a storm. And now the storm just really, really dark clouds moving in from the west.
Yeah, it's rolling.
It is. Turn it up. Come on.
Seeing a little bit of lightning.
Come on. Come on. There you go.
Oh, this is a good song.
Got to ride the storm out, man.
That's Ario?
Yeah, it's Ario Speedwagon.
I get why Chuck Freeman likes Ario Speedwagon.
Well, that song rocks. I was playing that song today, as a matter of fact, earlier today. Ironically, I was. We'll go inside the clubhouse here with WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Just check out the details at weather-tek.com. 799-1250. Your thoughts on Ryan Braun, and what do we do now? Matt is right in this regard, Billy, that there are outfielders in the system right now that are pretty good-looking choices.
And it's hard to pass on that situation and take away what Hernan Perez is able to do so well, and that's play all over the place.
Well, that you're actually being affected by this in two positions. You're starting left all-star and MVP left fielder, But you're also taking away then a very versatile super utility guy.
Yeah, in absolutely.
Hernán Perez, and Craig, because now he's got to play every day.
And Craig Counsell made the point of saying, was it the first time Ryan Braun went on the DL? I think we have that soundbite somewhere. We'll pull it up a little bit later, where he said, I would be doing a disservice and I would be going against everything I believe in with Hernán Perez to play him in one position.
So that means he's not going to be the everyday left fielder. You're right.
So that means give somebody a shot.
It needs more of a story here, if nothing else. Okay, again, stories don't win baseball games, or do they? Because as I pointed out, rally caps, rally monkeys, all these superstitious things, they don't win you baseball games, or do they? I think successful seasons in the game of baseball are made from the stories, the cool stories. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Every successful team has these really, really cool stories. And maybe the Brewers are looking for another one of those. And maybe it is Lewis Brinson. Maybe it is a shuffle from Colorado Springs, and you bring up a Woodruff and a Lewis Brinson or Brett Phillips.
I would love the idea, because that's what you're saying. You're generating competition. Isn't that what we want to show?
No, that would put the pressure on Keon Broxton.
That would be the shakeup that you're talking about.
Domingo Santana. Good competition internally is a good thing for the results, is what Craig Counsell would say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hear from Ryan Braun. Now, this was prior to the game today. It was all happy, and Bronny's laughing and reminiscing and things like that. Now it's simply because of injuries, and I'm not blaming Ryan Braun for anything. I'm just saying it is frustrating that you can't have this guy play 145 games a year. But here he was inside the clubhouse before this ball game.
About that first game and all that stuff back then.
I just remember how emotional it was. It was exciting. It was overwhelming. It was nerve-wracking. There's just probably more excitement and enthusiasm for playing the game of baseball than I can ever remember feeling before. And it felt like just a culmination of kind of everything I'd worked for as a baseball player to that point in my career. So it sounds cliche, but it's literally the first day of being able to live out the childhood dream of making it to the major leagues.
When you look back, like maybe the way that you played back then versus, do you wish that you would have told yourself some things back then about how to play more or better, anything like that?
Not really. I think, you know, when I look back on my debut, I think one of the coolest things is that I got called up in San Diego, obviously growing up in LA. I had so many friends and family members there. So getting to enjoy that experience with them was something that was really special. I think aside from that, as a baseball player, you just try to stay in the moment. You know, it's such a long season. You deal with so much failure, so much adversity that I think I just always tried to stay present. And I think that as I've played the game longer, I've gotten a little bit better at that. I'm not riding the emotional roller coaster that you go through as a team and individually all season. But other than that, not really, no.
Is there a memory or a moment that really stands out from these 10 years for you?
Both times we got to the postseason was so special. I think 2008, I just remember sharing that experience with the fans and hearing from people just how meaningful it was to them and their families. And obviously, it had been a long time since the Brewers had been in the postseason. So just recognizing the significance of that moment, not just for us as players and us as an organization, but for all the fans who had supported the Brewers for so many years and hadn't had an opportunity to experience that. For every team, you enter every spring training with goals, with dreams, with aspirations of getting to the postseason. So the couple times we've actually achieved it and been able to celebrate that, I think both experiences definitely stand out.
All right. Well, there's Ryan Braun before the game, and now you play the game.
He was in a good mood.
He was in a great mood. And, you know, it was interesting. He went on to say that, you know, how times have changed in 10 years, that, you know, he was a single guy coming up into the major leagues, mm-hmm. and now married,
yeah,
couple of kids, a filthy rich man.
Unreal.
I mean,
just incredible.
I could just imagine what kind of cars and houses and, wow, vacations and everything. But then you play the game. Now, you and I were at dinner. And I didn't know, was there a particular play that he hurt his calf, he re-injured the calf on? Greg, do you know?
They were talking in the broadcast, and they said they had no clue when it happened. They couldn't tell exactly when it took place.
So it could have just been
him walking down back to the dugout.
No, I'm sure it happened on maybe getting a jump on a ball. where, you know, maybe he wasn't even involved on the play, but you know, you get a jump on the ball. Even if it's hit to center field, you're still, your instincts move you in that direction.
Well, and when you have a strain, something like that, it, like you said, it can just be one jump. You're taking two steps off to the left, make sure that it's not coming to you.
And
Keon's going to take it.
Yeah,
that first push off is could pull it right
and,
there.
Yeah, and it could have happened right there. But here's Ryan Braun, unfortunately added to the disabled list once again. Here's his comments after the game.
Yeah, I mean, not ideal, obviously. Same calf, same situation. You know, I knew obviously when I came back I wasn't at 100%, but I was hoping it was good enough that, you know, I was optimistic I'd be able to work through it. Obviously, as a competitor, you never want to miss any games, and with where we're at as a team, I think, you know, I just hope that I'd be able to kind of work through it and be able to contribute to, you know, do what I could to help keep us winning games. And it actually felt better today than did either of the last couple games I played in. So just grabbed on me when I went to go catch the pop-up to end the second inning.
Is that when it can get dangerous, when it starts to feel better? Maybe you think you can do more?
Apparently. Yeah. You know, first couple games I played in, I was guarding him pretty good, and today I felt a little bit better. So I was, you know, trying to drive off of, you know, the toe a little bit more, obviously, to engage the calf, and just wasn't ready.
Last time they pretty early on gave you word that it was, you know, less severe in the grades. Give you any early word here of how long this went on?
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what the time frame is. I knew last time just because we got an MRI. So you get an MRI and it shows up, you know, as a grade 1, 2, or 3 sprain or strain. So obviously that's how we knew last time. I would imagine at some point we'll do another MRI just to see, you know, whether it's changed. But we have a pretty good idea, I think, of what it is.
Rough stretch for you guys right now. What does this kind of add to the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, every team's going to go through it every year. It's not like we thought we were going to go undefeated the rest of the year, you know, or continue to win every series. So you know that it's going to happen. You just continue to compete and know that you're always one game away from turning it around. And you know, like I said earlier, the reason we've had success is because we've had a lot of guys contributing. So it's not that we're dependent on one or two guys, you know, up and down our batting order. Everybody's contributing. There's a lot of guys in the bullpen throwing the ball well, and all of our starters are keeping us in games. So hopefully we win one, and that turns things back around.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, there he is, Ryan Braun, after, unfortunately, the game tonight, and he was added to the DL once again. I understand the comments and trying to stay positive and giving the rest of the team the accolades and everything, but this is Ryan Braun out of the lineup. I mean, this is, you know, sure, the Brewers have been successful up and down the lineup, and they do put pressure on the other team.
Sure.
But that's Ryan Braun you're missing here.
That's a former MVP.
Yeah, that's a big, big hit. Now, can they recover a little bit? Yeah. Are they going to be as best or as good as they can be? Are they going to ever be at their best offensively? Not really without Ryan Braun. No. Is it good enough to win some ball games? Sure. It sure is. And now everyone's going to have to pick up some of the slack there. But, you know, 0 for 9 coming into this game. So he wasn't exactly productive. And it's no secret that they've lost 4 in a row. And their offense has been struggling to get things going here. Just 3 hits tonight. And it's no wonder I sense the team was flat mid and late game. I mean, he comes out of the game in the second inning. He answered the question we had going into the bit here. That was there a particular play? It happened in the second inning. Top of the second inning. I mean, obviously the rest of the team knew you're not supposed to let that stuff affect you, but they're human. And they just seemed a little flat rest of the way out. Not only, you know, you lose a mental edge, you're feeling a little down, you lose your three-hole hitter, but you haven't been offensively knocking the lights out here as of late either. So, wow, that's a tough, tough hit. And the Brewers are going through some troubling times here, and everyone's going to say, Tim, it's only 4 losses. It's 4 losses. Don't say only. It's 4 losses. Sparky and I were reading some tweets yesterday off the air, and everyone thinks I'm freaking out over 3 losses. Those are huge in the game of baseball. You may say that it's a 162-game season, Tim. 4 losses are big at the end of the year. They're huge. Let's say this team does excel, and they end up Way to go, man. You did 83 and 79. Look at that. Wow. Tack on four. Now what? Now you're about 10 games over 500. It's a big difference. It's a big, big difference. It's a big, big hit here for the Brewers here once again here this month. This month of May started out good. It doesn't look like it's ending well at all. We'll take a break here and come back if you want to jump in here. How frustrated are you with the injury in Ryan Braun? What would you do to shake things up a little bit? And is there a roster move pending with a potential eye on the future outfielder? 799-1250. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet here on The Fan.
Where did things go right? Or, well, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's turning point of the game. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 4-0. The Brewers lose their fourth straight here, game one of a four-game set. A lot of fours going on here. And we got to change that.
Yeah, it's a weird almond.
It is. All right, welcome back. Ryan Braun added to the DL, and that's a big hit, as we were just discussing. What they will do remains to be seen. It's a pretty interesting situation for GM David Stearns and how you want to maneuver this. To me, now this is just me, I've always thought, and over the years we've had a lot of discussions about this. They talk about development time in the minors. I'm a big fan of, I agree with some of the development time at the lower levels, but I think once you get to a certain point, you know, and you're better served developing ultimately where you will have to succeed in the big leagues. I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of developing a comfort zone in the big leagues. The quicker you get to that point, the quicker you achieve big-time results, okay? Hey, you can keep a guy in the minors all you want, and He's ready. But, you know, now he's got to go through a development process in the big leagues. I mean, the quicker you get it at this level, I think the best case scenario. And a lot of people disagree with that, and that's okay. But this is my thought. It's not just the play on the field, Billy, that you're developing. You're developing the travel schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Where to get your keys to your hotel room. You ever think of that? Think about that. You're called up. Now, let's say you're called up now in this homestand. Then you hit the road. You got to hit the road. You fly into another city, and you're like, what do I do?
Well, hold on. You're missing a big part. You fly somewhere.
Yes.
Look at that. I mean, that's the first big perk that you have.
Yeah, that's
you get
true.
Here on the homestand,
that's
and
true.
Then you take a plane somewhere and not a big old coach bus.
Now, this is just me, but that to me is part of the development process.
I totally agree.
When you got to go number two, where? I mean, what? How do you? What
wait,
do you,
wait, we have to go in here?
You, where do you? What do we? You know, that sort of thing. I mean, that's all part of it. It really, honestly, they're human beings. They're not robots. And I think that's pretty important, too. So we're going to find out. It's a little bit of a turning point for David Stearns, Billy. It kind of is, because he is super challenged now. Are we going to get a Michael Reed? Are we going to get, dare I say it, Kirk Newmanhouse?
Oh, my God.
It could happen.
No.
Yes, it
no,
could.
No, it's not going to happen.
It could happen.
If that happens, I'm going to lose my mind.
Or do we get a Lewis Brinson, Brett Phillips? Now, that's a big turning point here for David Stearns. Speaking of which, time for the turning point in the ball game. We all know where that was. That was in the second inning. Ryan Braun just explained to us the play. That was top of the second inning, a pop-out toward Keon Broxton. He went to drive, just what we were talking about. Went to drive off the leg, and it gave a little bit. MRI to B, and we'll hear the extent of that. Turning point is brought to you by Edible Arrangements Bayshore.
And guys, we've screwed up, and we always do. I had a few too many on the golf course yesterday, and I could just tell when I got home. Everyone, you know what, man? Why don't you just pack it in? Girlfriend called me. She, why didn't you call me an hour ago?
Because I was hammered.
I was on the golf course, so I screwed up. But you know what? To say I was sorry, you celebrate Memorial Day, bring some to the tailgate party this weekend. The grill out, Edible Arrangements Bayshore, 414 988-942-3414, 988-942-3, and they're going to get you hooked up with everything you need. Chocolate dipped fruit, fresh cut fruit up, pineapple, cantaloupe, honeydew, you've strawberries, anything.
You've sampled, I've sampled. I purchased a couple of arrangements a few weeks ago, and I'm sold on it. And do this, guys, when you order one, send it to the office or send it to the place where your girl works.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
You definitely do.
And you can throw a balloon on there. You can even throw, Tim, you can throw a teddy bear on there.
I didn't know that.
You can put a teddy bear on there. Can you imagine she gets that right at work? All the other girls are looking at it.
888-942-3 Edible Arrangements, Bayshore. All right. Let's hear from Craig Council after your sports flash here. Greg Janik is going crazy here because he's watching the hockey game. And you are a hater of Pittsburgh?
I definitely hate Pittsburgh Penguins.
And you know enough about hockey to actually hate a team?
I do.
That's impressive. That really is impressive. So tomorrow morning, Chuck and Winkler, they'll have a Chili's MVB for you. We'll get to that coming up. Speaking of which, Baby Taus, Bill Schmidt, and myself in with Bart tomorrow. Chuck's off again. So we'll fill in tomorrow. We will talk a little hockey from what Bart tells me.
Oh, nice.
And so I find
I got the rundown right here.
The parent club of our own Milwaukee Admirals, the Nashville Predators, they're in the Stanley Cup Finals, right?
Yep.
Now, I just learned this. They're in the West?
Yeah, they're the Western Conference.
They're in Nashville.
Yeah, well, they just played Anaheim. They played Chicago.
They're in the West?
Yeah.
Greg, you know a lot about hockey. Explain that one.
They're in the western part of Tennessee.
Okay, good one. Good one. So the Milwaukee Admirals are actually in the Southern Conference, right?
Yep, something like that.
Southwest Pacific.
Seriously? I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
No, I think they're in the north or something.
Okay. Well, something that makes like sense. That. And the Green Bay Packers are about ready to move to the south.
The NFC South.
NFC South, yes.
They're going to put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in the NFC North.
You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet after a Brewers 4-0 loss, game one of a four-game set. These Diamondbacks, we can talk about the Brewers play, but the Diamondbacks are rolling hot, man. That's a pretty impressive group so far this year. 799-1250 if you want to jump in here. We'll hear from Craig Council next here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
So, what's the Skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. The Scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in six junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need, before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Brewers fall 4-0 tonight. Their fourth straight loss, game one of a four-game set, or as Joe Block would say, four. Against the Diamondbacks here.
Can you leave that poor man alone?
I like Joe. I do. I do. I do poke fun at him. People poke fun at all broadcasters. They do. It's okay. They poke fun at me, and they eventually will poke fun at you.
I hope they do. Everyone's too nice to me.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm a big dude. I can take it. I can be the butt of a joke. I have fun with it.
There's some girls that are nice to him at Club Paragon as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
There's also some false advertising.
Inside joke. Inside joke alert. So we'll hear from Craig Council. Any ideas of any buzzwords? How many times will he say for sure? I'm going to say three.
Can we do phrases too?
Phrases are good.
Stand pat. Ride it out. Ride it out might be the better one.
Ride it out. Okay. You had a tweet from Adam McKelvey.
Yeah, Adam McKelvey, our baseball insider, tweeted out that the Brewers won't put a timetable on Braun until he has his MRI, but the expectation is they will take it, quote, slower. Treat it more aggressively this time.
Okay, so I would think then 10-20, I would think mid-June.
Well, look at it this way. You had Junior Guerra out for now almost 2 months.
That was a calf tear, though, I believe.
Well, a strain is a tear. Well, it's a low-grade tear.
Yeah, I guess. I guess the degree.
I mean, the thing is, though, Tim, what does it hurt? like you said, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. And if you if you're going to bring up somebody, and we'll get to Craig Counsell, and maybe he'll have some more answers, but if you're going to do it and you're going to bring somebody up, I wouldn't be opposed to it being 6 weeks.
I think it's Kirk Neuenhuis.
If it's Kirk Neuenhuis, I'm going to lose my mind. We've seen this already.
Well, I mean, he's hit 3.25 at Miller Park. You get half an outfielder.
Yeah, he also hit 0.80 outside of Miller Park.
Exactly. Well, Thank you.
I know. All right, let's hear from manager Craig Counsell here after the Brewers. Really sort of bad news for Zip loss.
Craig, what's up, Manny's status?
Manny's got a left elbow contusion. X-rays were negative. He's just day-to-day. He was feeling okay after the game. So probably, you know, dodged something there. We should be all right there. Braun's, you know, it's the calf again, and it's, you know, we're most likely headed to the DL again.
Worse than last time or just because of the timing of it?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it grabbed on him a little in the first inning going after a fly ball, and, you know, he's at the point where we're not getting, he's not able to go out there at enough, you know, and be able to run full speed and go after balls in the outfield. And so we're gonna have to kind of start over with it.
Was this yesterday or was it just tonight?
Yesterday was a day off. So no, yesterday it wasn't. That's not why he wasn't. It was scheduled that kind of when we started the DL, when we came off the DL. This was the schedule we had kind of mapped out.
He just can't get up on that toe and push off, can he?
He's got a calf injury. Yeah.
It just seems like a lot of bad days right now, Craig.
Well, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's a little bit of adversity. It's all right. That's part of the season. You know, we're equipped to handle it, and we will. And we'll do a good job of it. But it's just part of it. You know, I mean, it's not good news losing Ryan again, obviously. But like I said, we got a little lucky with Manny, so we're all right there. So we'll go on.
Will that change then the plan for tomorrow in terms of activating Junior?
No. No, Junior will start tomorrow.
Or I mean in terms of roster moves, like if you're going to DL.
Well, yeah, I mean we'll figure that out tomorrow. You know, that's we'll decide tomorrow for sure. But yeah, we have another thing to think about for sure, yeah.
In other words, Craig, do you think you'll bring up an outfielder for this or try to cover it with what you have?
We'll let you know tomorrow.
Craig, it was a kind of a rough start with the two homers off Zach, but he settled in after that and the offense didn't do anything anyway.
I thought Zach pitched well. I mean, I thought, you know, obviously, you know, the two homers off the bat, but I thought, you know, I thought the command of the fastball was, you know, as good as it's been all year tonight. I thought he used his off-speed really well tonight. I thought there was just some crispness to his pitches. Kind of took a step forward with that. So, I mean, I know the home runs, you know, make him give up three runs, but I thought it looked pretty good tonight. Right. I mean, their guy pitched a good game. I mean, he was tough on us tonight. He, you know, the thing that the history of kind of getting in trouble, getting behind in the count, you know, anytime he got behind in the count or got to a full count, he kept pounding the strike zone. He did a good job filling up the strike zone tonight.
Was the replay thing on their side at the start of the game?
No, our replay was not working. So once you go into a replay system that's not working, it essentially becomes unlimited. You get one, but then the rest are crew chief reviews, so they'll go when it's close. And I mean, those were all, I would venture to say those were all call stands. It just, it happened really quickly. You know, we're not going to replay on bogus stuff, but they were, you know, I mean, I thought the one at second base was, you know, I guess there's nothing to overturn it, but it's certainly worthy of a replay.
So was the play at Roxton your challenge, and then after that it was because you lost it?
It's essentially unlimited, yeah.
You just ask him to take a look?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the understanding, whatever one side doesn't have.
Yes.
Craig, was Knebel just limiting pitch counts or getting Jacob in the game? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, we just, those guys have been 6 days off. We're just trying to get them some work, and they needed work. They needed to get into games. So it was just purely that.
Thanks, Craig.
All right, there he is, Craig Counsell, after the 4-0 loss here in game one against the Diamondbacks. And another reason to like Craig Counsell was in there. He said it's the adversity of a season, and, quote, we will handle it. I like that a lot. Another reason to like Craig Counsell as manager. And I think I honestly believe that he's going to get this team up and over the top, if not a World Series title, right there.
Right on the cusp.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. And a large part of this is going to be, obviously, the build through David Stearns, the general management, and, you know, other, and his staff. But I think also that Craig Counsell is going to be the X factor here. I really do. And this is really, I'm fascinated by this part of it. You talk about the ebb and flow of a season. It's ebbing right now. It's not flowing very well.
No.
But how he handles this moving forward. And so far, so good. He gets an A initially here. Now, again, it's going to settle in. He's going to compartmentalize all this information. They will make a roster move, activate Guerra. Guerra's going to start tomorrow. That's a nice little shot in the arm for this pitching staff.
Sure. You get your opening day starter back.
You do. And for all intents and purposes, that's a good, good shot in the arm. And I think the other storyline may just be a young outfielder on the staff tomorrow on his way to Milwaukee.
And after the break, we're going to get a gut check of who that might be. I got the Colorado Springs stats up here. Let's do a little bit of your pick.
Yeah. Say pick your poison, maybe. 799-1250. There's still a few minutes left here for you. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Want 20 bucks Chili's cash? Be listening to Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 8:35 and know the Chili's MVB to win. Chili's, chillin' since 75. And here's Tim with today's Chili's MVB.
Chili's chilling since 75 as the Brewers fall 4-0 tonight, game one of a four-game set against the Diamondbacks. And to make matters worse, Ryan Braun is added to the DL.
Yeah, on his big special day, I was all excited to come in here and, you know, maybe do Ryan Braun moment, your favorite Ryan Braun moment.
Exactly.
And now, I guess, the biggest Ryan Braun moment is, when was the last time he was on the disabled list?
I'm not going to give the Chili's MVB to Ryan Braun. I mean, that Bart would lose his mind.
Yeah, he would be so mad at us.
So I
should
will
do it just
but,
for that.
But the thing is, we'll talk him off the ledge tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. I will talk the ledge off the ledge. Ryan Braun, for as polarizing as his story has been, both good and bad, and we all need to be aware of that, he is one of the three people instrumental in legitimizing this baseball team in the last 10 years.
Could not agree more. I was going to say, when we were talking about the turning point, he was the turning point in that rebuild.
Well, when you look at it, I put him, Prince Fielder, and Doug Melvin.
Yep.
As the top three that really, because you got to remember, and I think some of the younger fans, they don't recall the pain that Brewer fans had gone through for 26 years. And 26 years of no playoffs, I mean, is really an egregious thing. It is in any sport, anytime, anywhere. I don't care if it's down at the South Milwaukee Little League field. You go 26 years without making the postseason, something's wrong. And it was wrong here. And I think that Doug Melvin, Prince Fielder, and Ryan Braun, and that trio really did legitimize the organization. It really did.
I thought he was that final piece that made you look at it and say, this is what we got going forward, and it's going to be fun.
And we were talking on Sunday, Bill and I, about the next Brewer number to get retired, and we both agreed it would be Braun.
Despite the negativity around him.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we all know what I'm talking about. Well, I would agree, but I also said when he got nailed that he had enough time to make it better.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I remember you saying that. And when you look at it too, Tim, the numbers, and especially if, now the injuries are going to be an issue, but if he's able to stay healthy, the numbers put him in that category where you have to look at it as the ability of, all right, that was early on in his career, but he maintained a 300 average, and he quite possibly could finish around the 3,000. He borderline Hall of Famer.
His stage
10 years into his career.
The numbers bear that out.
Right on pace for it.
And the biggest part is he stayed.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed. He signed that deal.
He did.
Not much I can't buy with $45 million. And that was the best quote I ever heard.
Exactly. And then he flipped that over to another, what, $108 million mm-hmm. deal? An extension?
I was at Miller Park the day that he signed that deal. And that was Prince's last year
too.
Here. Mm-hmm. And his first plate appearance... He got the biggest standing ovation I've ever seen at Miller Park.
It was amazing.
You got chills because the fans of Milwaukee were showing him appreciation
Absolutely.
For wanting to stay with our city, with our team, and be a part of this organization.
Well, it was a September game, if I'm not mistaken, too, right? And like you said, it was Prince's last year. You kind of had that feeling that he was going to be gone.
Right. And we all assumed.
It was, all right, thank God. We got one of them.
Right. You retained one of them.
Man.
And we had talked.
I'm sad.
We had talked about that. Who, Prince?
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Grew up with these guys. Just like you talk about Robin Yount, these are the guys that, you know, my generation grew up with.
Yeah, I talked to Robin Yount about that years ago, and I said, what is it like to look over there at Ryan Braun and say, see that was you at one time?
That was him.
That was him. And, you know, Bronny, it just is every organization needs that guy that sort of tipped it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who was it with the Packers? It was Reggie White.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking this. Yeah, I was thinking this past.
But it was Reggie White that
it was.
We were all blown away that, wait a second, Reggie White chose Green Bay?
He got the ball rolling.
He did. And I'm not saying that Ryan Braun was that guy here, but leaning in that direction, that's for sure. He was a huge part of it. And he's the reason why in 2008 we had a blast. In 2011 we had a ton of fun.
Just the most fun. Like I said, quickly before, my favorite one, Game 1, 2011 NLCS. He hit a home run that I don't think landed until 2014.
Yeah, it's bouncing
just
around.
Just a rocket.
It's bouncing around the domes right now.
And that place had never been louder. The keg was rocking.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. Your Chili's MVP is Ryan Braun.
Bang, I love it.
So tomorrow morning it's going to be Bart, you, me, and Bill Michaels would say a cast of thousands.
Cast of thousands.
And we'll have some fun. More Brewers talk tomorrow morning. We may even talk a little hockey. Yes.
Let's do it.
We'll talk hockey tomorrow morning.
My girlfriend's going to be so happy with
how
me.
Are we going to do that? Yeah, she's a big Blackhawks fan.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Janik, any parting last words for you?
No.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Your thoughts on Brock Osweiler?
He's a bum. Cleveland's going to have the number one pick again next year because he's your starting quarterback. He's horrible.
Hey, just look at the tape.
All right. Austin, Texas. Thanks, man. Good job behind the glass. Thanks to our crew at Miller Park for... Bill Schmidt, Greg Janik, my name is Tim Allen. There'll be better days. Talk to you in a few hours on Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.